Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 5th of February. Starting off with Clear Leisure, which obviously has had a bit of a history before, but the way things are going now, we've got a nice bull flag breakout, breaking through 0.7 pence and an end of day close above that, an end of week close, in fact. Could take the shares up towards an initial target there at the March 2020 resistance line projection at 0.95 by the end of the month, and possibly up to 1.2 pence by the end of next month, which is the top of that, or the overall rising trend channel from the end of 2018. In terms of the stop loss, which obviously can be important, probably back below yesterday's floor around the 0.46 area, the best destination, but ideally there's no real break back below 0.6, was obviously 0.45 or so is a bit of a wide stop loss, so ideally above 0.6 up to 1.2 for Clear Leisure. On to 4D Pharma, where we've got the situation of slow breakout for the shares, possibly a bit disappointing that we're going so slowly, but actually if you look at it, the shares have been moving relatively slowly since the October pullback, trying to regroup. The main resistance here, 140, which is post-October, that post-October peak. But at least while we're above the 20-day moving average at £1.21, the top of a rising trend channel from November, as high as £1.60, could be seen by the end of next month. Another situation a bit slower than one would have wanted is Empire Metals. Here we've got a situation where the shares continue to probe for support at the floor of a rising trend channel from April last year, and also probing for support just below the 50-day moving average, the blue line there at around 3.8 pence. The big trigger here on the upside would probably be a break of that red resistance line from November, currently running around the 4.2 pence level. But in the meantime, we're really able to say that any dips towards 3.5 pence currently regarded as a long opportunity, and only really a weekly close back below 3.5 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. Initial target here up to 6 pence, which is the top of the early 2020 price channel. The big target here, hopefully sometime during the mid or latter part of 2021, would be up to 10 pence plus, which is that April resistance line projection from last year. I covered French Connection yesterday, and although I don't normally go for stocks 2 days in a row, I suppose on this occasion it is appropriate, largely on the basis of the announcement from the company today, but also because we've actually broken the rather ambitious target which was there before of 23 pence within 24 hours. If you're just thinking of the technicals rather than the fundamentals, then the next level up here could be up towards 35 pence, which is a May resistance line projection. But clearly now it's more the fundamentals which are in play rather than the technicals for French Connection. Would be disappointing if we close now below 23 pence and the top of the July trend channel. On to a stock which I haven't looked at for quite a while, but looks to be back in business. Here we've got Gulf Marine Services breaking the 50-day moving average and breaking the falling wedge, which has been in place since the the beginning of June last year, above the 50-day line and the broken resistance line at 6.3 pence, looking for the initial 200-day moving average rising at 8.9 pence. And because it's rising, we're more confident that there'll be further upside. Best case scenario now over the next 2 to 3 months up to the top of the broadening triangle from the beginning of June last year, as high as 21 pence. So what that takes us up to maybe sometime during April to see 20 pence plus for Gulf Marine while we hold above the 6 pence area. Next stock is one which is probably the most followed of the ones we're going to be looking at today. Gene Drive up to the 200-day moving average this week. Which is obviously very pleasant. What we'd like to see today is a weekly close above the 200-day line. That's currently 96 pence. So anything above 96 would be a decent close for the shares today, and a good technical signal that we can get further upside. I have been touting my top of July broadening triangle target at £2 as soon as the end of next month, and that is certainly the situation if we get a decent close today. Stop loss at the moment back below yesterday's floor around 82 pence, and the best case scenario today would be an end of day close through a pound. I think that would really accelerate the upside for Gene Drive shares. Onto a more obscure situation, which is Jersey Oil and Gas. Here we've got the shares gapping up through resistance at the end of last month, which, as Bulletin Board Heroes viewers and listeners will know, is one of the strongest signals that you can get. And so far that has worked. So let's say you're long around the 140s, something like that, you'd already be into a decent profit. Initial target once the gap was delivered was up to £2.10 at the top of a rising trend channel from the beginning of last year. Weekly close above 210 takes us up to 310, which is a resistance line projection from March as well, the red one heading in that direction. And that would be seen hopefully by the end of next month. Another relatively rare player in the Bulletin Board Heroes is coming up next, and it's Net Scientific. Here we've broken a line of resistance from September and also the January resistance of 52 pence. Above that on a weekly close basis today, and the target here is high as 80 pence. This stage generally back below the 50-day moving average at 46 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. Another stock which is back after a long period of absence is Oilex. Here the shares delivered a decent close yesterday, but we're waiting for an end-of-day close above the 200-day moving average at 008. It looks like we're going to get that today. And the longer we stay above 0.08, the greater the chance of a top of trend channel target from June last year at 0.2 pence, which would be certainly be a result after months of the stock being in consolidation mode since the June peak. This stage really back below the uptrend line from the autumn at 0.07, really delaying the upside scenario. Good tip for San Leon today in the Investors Chronicle, and just for a change, it's actually worked quite well in terms of causing a reaction for the share price. Current situation, we'd like to see the shares remain above post-July resistance at, let's say, the 27 pence level on an end-of-day close basis. If we can do that, then the previously judged target through 35 pence from the beginning of this week could be on the cards by the end of the month. And as I said previously, with Jersey, a gap through resistance tends to be a pretty good signal for a stock or a market. Moving along to the last two, and the first one is one which I covered quite recently, but worth another shot again now in terms of having buoyant price action. And the reason for including Verici is because we've had our second gap in the period of around a month. First gap was through resistance the initial November resistance there around the 60 pence area, and the second gap here above 80 pence. And as I normally say, or usually say, unfilled gaps through resistance tend to be a sign of a potential multi-bagger to come. And so far, obviously, this is doubled since the November price action. Looks like there's more to come as well. So above the 80 pence area and the 20-day moving average, we've got a target here as high as £1.40 by the end of next month. Finishing off with a stock which seems to have got one of those, it's one of those allies versus the Axis powers going on with the bulls and the bears, bit of a battle here. Clearly, for the most of the time, most of the history of Zoetic, we've had the bulls very much in control. The main time was at the end of November with the gap through resistance, which had its follow through and nearly doubled the share price from around 50 pence to the recent peak at 94. Current situation is that we've had a bear trap rebound from below the 50-day moving average at 68, and the longer we stay above the 50-day line, the greater the chance of a £1 target here at the top of an August rising trend channel pointing at that direction. But a very interesting two-way pull there, as I said, between the bulls and the bears. It'll be interesting to see who wins. If you're looking for a slight heads up here, The way that the RSI has bounced off a neutral 50 level is normally a leading indicator on the upside rather than the downside. But we'll see what happens. That's it for me today. More updates over the weekend.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.